Hello.
Hello, yes, sir, Mr. Edward. Keep on calling back from Nation's Emergency Roadside Assistance and give you another update. So I contacted a couple of providers, but they were stating that they had drivers for police only. The others didn't answer, and I had one that stated they can do it in the morning. A lot of them saying they can do it in the morning, and a lot of them saying they're only working for the police. So I was just calling back to update you on that.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yes, sir. And when you call the police, they probably charge you the full out of pocket.
Know. The crazy thing about it, man, it's a big city, man. It's just
Right. That
crazy.
that's the crazy part about it. Cleveland
This
is
is
not a small
crazy.
city.
Like, this don't make no sense. This is a
Like,
big, it's a big city. Like, how the hell you just don't have no drivers?
exactly. Like, I've called over 30 plus providers and I've yet to get a service provider secured for you.
This is nuts. Damn.
Were you able to get in contact with anyone? No.
No. I thought I had one on the hook. I seen a driver on the Uber, then they disappeared off the map. So they must have just clogged out. Nope. Try again in a few.
All right. Well, keep looking. I may have to go out of Cleveland. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I'm at a loss, man. I'm at a loss, man.
No, you're not out of luck. I won't give up on you. I promise that. I'll keep looking for you. I promise you
No,
that.
I mean, I said I'm at a loss of words. I don't understand, like, how in the world did this limit availability. Total
Oh.
thing. Oh, what the hell is going on with this? Yes.
Yeah, I can
It's
only imagine
crazy.
how you feel.
I mean, I got a, you know, they got school in the morning.
That they're still going to school down there? I thought everybody was out.
Yeah, they this the last week. This the last week. But they got school in the morning. Yeah. I don't want to bore you with my situation, but this is crazy. It's a very inopportune moment.
Right.
So I just don't understand, like, how is it just a whole big city and there's no tax? I even call the taxi drivers. Nobody's answering the phone. Nobody
Not
answering for
even the
taxi.
taxis.
Not even a taxi, bro. It's a big international airport here. Like, where
Right.
is the taxis at? And then I'm probably gonna have to get a rental, but like, I don't even think they would even answer right now. Like, I need Enterprise or something like that to call me or something.
Right.
You know, they usually come and pick you up.
Yeah, and by this time I would think somebody would probably would have stopped and asked if you were okay or maybe a police or something.
No, I'm at a gas station, so they really not.
Oh.
I haven't seen anybody come through yet, so not no police or anything. I just seen another car on the I'm looking on my map now. I've seen another car on the hook for the Lyft. Uber, they said I got an old account and they trying to get an old credit card or a debit card from me that I don't even have anymore, and that's the only way I can get in there, so I can't get Uber. That's crazy. I can't even make another payment. They just trying to confirm it's me. And I didn't change my password. I didn't, you know, use a whole nother email. Shit crazy, bro. Crazy.
I know, right? But since you said that you got someone else on the radar for Lyft, try and contact.
No, I don't know if it's on the way. I got one on the hook. I got to request it to see if they're going. They usually would have already said something by now, but I don't know. I confirmed the price, and I seen the car, but I think they disappeared again, too.
Right, right.
So
okay.
I'm not sure what
they're
doing.
Well, I'll keep looking for you. I'll give you another update half an hour.
I'm trying to figure out what to do with the car because, I mean, do I take my keys with me or I have to meet them over here in the morning? I don't even know how I'm going to get over here. I mean, of course, I'm going to have to get a rental car, but...
So what are you trying to leave your vehicle?
I don't see a choice.
If
I don't
you do,
want to. I mean, I'm trying to see what you know, if you got get somebody or and I was kind of waiting, not waiting, but like in the meantime, I'm trying to get my kids home, but I don't know what to do. But if I leave the the hell? Think somebody just lost their brakes.
Oh man,
that was crazy.
They didn't crash, did they?
No, they stopped just in time at the light. I don't know what the hell was happening just now. Might be drunk or something. That was crazy. Anyway. I'm out the way, man. I ain't. they not even biting on this. I guess because it's club time. I guess they're getting more money out the club scene. Yeah, nothing. Nobody biting, man. You pay this unless you change your destination.
Well, if you are able to contact a Lyft and you are able to get a service, and if you want your vehicle to be serviced while you go home, it is possible to leave your keys in the not the ignition, in the gas tank or maybe on the top of the tire or under your carpet on the driver's side or passenger side door, and you would just have to let me know so I can let the provider know if you want to get service while you
I really don't feel comfortable doing that, but it's drivable, so it's like, you know, the car is drivable. It's not, you know, going to drive far, but it is drivable, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you literally back it up and do whatever you need to do. It'll maneuver. It's just shaky.
Like, do it not, like, go over a certain speed limit?
I was on the freeway, and my engine light started to blink because it was something that was causing it to malfunction. So I personally would believe it's the belt. The tension on the belt was strained. And it's probably my air conditioning compressor seizing up, which could cause the whole serpentine belt to malfunction or break. So I got off the freeway. I started slowing down, and it was still functioning and driving. And then, you know, I felt that it was necessary for me to try to call for a tow. Instead of trying to drive it any more distance, trying to solve it.
And when you were slowing down, was it still shaking?
Oh yeah, it was shaking real bad. Shaking, the RPM was down below one, and it was like just shaking. It's not a normal affair for my car. It's usually a reliable vehicle, so I knew it was something wrong. And you know your car, so I knew it was something wrong. And I just got the oil change. I just got the only thing I did, which would lead to me believing it was the air conditioner. I just recharged the air conditioner. And when I recharged the air conditioner, this is my first time turning it on since it's been warm, and now it's acting funny. So probably the compressor.
Yeah, maybe. Because I know I had a situation with my air conditioner, and it caused my vehicle to shake as well.
So mm-hmm.
You may be right.
So, yeah. Far from a mechanic, but, yeah, I've had a lot of cars. Oh, my God. I'm going to try to get this home, Tay. And nobody want to pick us up right now, man. Oh, God. This is the worst. The worst. Can't believe it is happening.
All right.
And I guess you can try me back in another half an hour. I probably ain't going to. Let me see if I can get somebody to come get me.
All right.
Got to call a family member or something. All right.
All right.
You can give me a call back in another half or something.
Yes, sir. I'll update you in another half an hour. Thank you as well.
All right. Thank you.